Earlier this month, GuideStar, which provides information about charities, decided to remove flags it had put on some nonprofits on its site. The label said the organization was, quote, flagged as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, end quote. These labels proved controversial and led to some protests. Yesterday, the group Liberty Council, which was one of the nonprofits flagged, sued GuideStar over it. With me to talk about this situation is Eden Stiffman, a staff writer for the Chronicle of Philanthropy, who's written about this. And Eden, how usual or unusual was it for GuideStar to have put these labels up in the first place?
So most people who know of GuideStar probably think of it as a place where they can go to find the informational tax forms that all nonprofits are required to file. So that's how the organization got its start, and that's still its bread and butter. But over the years, it has evolved to share other sources of data on charities, like reviews from donors or volunteers, or data on charities' programs that the charities themselves self-report. So some people saw this move to put up these banners based on data from the Southern Poverty Law Center as kind of a departure for GuideStar because of the controversial nature of these labels. But I spoke to GuideStar's president, who said this is just one additional source of data that they're providing on a charity, and he didn't see it as out of line with what they've done in the past.
Did he seem to think that the issue was more the source of where they were getting the data for these labels or the fact that they were doing these labels in the first place?
I think it was a little bit of both. For people who don't know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they publish this annual list of hate groups. And so most of these groups are not, in fact, nonprofits. They might include groups like a branch of the KKK, a white nationalist organization, but there are also more than 40 nonprofits.
And clearly the Southern Poverty Law Center has its definition of a hate group, has its kind of point of view. Did that make it maybe a little more controversial that that was the source that GuideStar was using?
That's definitely some of the criticism that they've faced. A lot of these groups are on what we would consider the right, and they say that the Southern Poverty Law Center has a very liberal point of view and that really what they're doing is defaming legitimate charities and abusing their position as a watchdog on hate.
Based on the interviews you've done and the folks with whom you've spoken about this, does it seem as though this incident has damaged GuideStar's credibility or its reputation in any way in the philanthropy world?
I think some of the groups that found their profiles were flagged on GuideStar are certainly happy that these labels have been taken down, but GuideStar hasn't said that it won't use this data in another way. They're currently reviewing what other sources of data might be available and how they might present this information. There are a number of third-party sites that people can go to find information about charities. Some of them use information about a charity's finances or their transparency, but GuideStar is certainly one of the more prominent of these sites, and I don't know that its reputation has been damaged for the most part by this incident.
Is there a conventional wisdom in the world of philanthropy about how much research donors should do and how much they should know about a particular charity before they donate? I mean, I think with certain organizations, you kind of know where they stand. Some you may not, or some maybe even might have misleading names. But at some point, isn't it kind of up to the donor to try to figure out, is this a group whose values I share and where I want to spend my money?
It certainly is up to each donor to decide that for themselves. And I think that as a rule, people do understand the basic values of charities that they choose to support or think about supporting. But we do know, based on donor surveys that we report on, that more and more people are doing research on individual charities before they decide where to give for the first time. And GuideStar likely is one of the sources they would turn to. But we also know that GuideStar provides information on, I believe it's more than 1.6 million charities, and there were only 46 organizations who were flagged with this hate group label from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So that represents a really small slice of the sector as a whole.
Is there any evidence to suggest that while those 46 charities were flagged, that their donations were affected one way or the other?
Based on some reporting we did earlier this year, actually late last year, I spoke to a bunch of groups who were on this list, and some of them said that they actually saw an increase in donations after they were listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It kind of lit a fire under their supporters to stand by them and their values, even if they disagreed with that hate label.
Eden Stiffman is a staff writer for the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Eden, thanks a lot.
Thank you.